For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Revealing Your Secrets, the podcast. Today, we are here with Erin Guilfoy and Carly Incontro.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, I'm excited to have you guys here. I have a confession.
Oh.
Okay, also, I'm moving too quickly.
A secret already.
I actually do have a secret. You guys may recognize Carly and Erin from Carly and Erin on YouTube. The Vlog Squad started out on Vine.
Yes.
Only Friends podcast,
yes,
Good
ma'am.
Influences podcast,
oh my God, yes,
ma'am.
Our whole
lots of stuff. So I had an ulterior motive to inviting you here today.
Oh?
I have seen you guys from afar for a while.
No.
And this is like kind of creepy. And just thought we would be friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yes.
And it's two birds, one stone, because obviously if we're going to be good friends, we'll make good content. But that's like the real reason you're here.
Oh well, God. I love that. Should we just stop the podcast and hang out?
Let's just go.
I feel like we have also had this conversation in the past. Like,
stop it,
we watched your vids. Even when I was leaving to come today, he was like, "Wait, who are you filming with?" And I was like, "Alex Weiss." Remember, we would watch her videos where she would pretend to be an Uber driver and like prank people. He's like, "Oh yeah, she's so funny."
When you say so you were talking, that was your husband you were talking
yes.
to. It's so weird that you have a husband.
I know. It's saying it, I feel so pretentious.
My
hubs.
We're just at an odd age where, like, it makes sense, but it's also like, husband?
Like, yeah. Like, are you sure about
but, like,
that?
We're fully 31.
Are you sure, though? Like, you did it and you're sure about it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, I also have one other thing to share since we're friends now.
Okay,
it seems like you guys wanted that too.
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
Good. This has nothing to do with you, but it's something that happened to me yesterday and I just want to talk about it.
Okay.
I escaped a cult yesterday.
A cult?
Which one?
In LA?
Well, first off, I'm not sure the name of it. The information I do have, I'm like nervous to even say it.
Oh my God.
Wait, tea.
So I went on Meetup to find a group to meditate with because I've been meditating a lot lately, doing yoga. I would love like a spiritual community.
Uh-oh. This is definitely going in the direction of a cult.
Of a cult, yeah. So I signed up for this meditation. I go to somewhere in Pasadena that's like in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my God.
It's this like non-secular religious compound. Like it's literally a compound.
Oh,
you know, there are buildings. It's like in nature, whatever. I noticed the second I drive onto the property, my music stops playing on my phone and I look at my phone and I have no service.
No.
Yeah.
Girl, turn around.
But I didn't.
No.
I always like, you know.
You have to know.
I knew, but do you ever just kind of.
Yeah.
You just want to explore
like, well,
a little bit. And I made it all the way. I drove a while to get there. It was like a 40-minute drive. Anyways. So there weren't any lights. There was barely anyone there. I keep driving and driving.
This
it's
is
a
at
big
night?
Place. Yeah. This was at night. Last night. It was like 8 p.m.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And I finally come up to this building that has lights on it. So I'm like, okay, this is probably the place I need to be. But I notice that there's only one car parked there, which is also kind of sus. There's like no one here. I know I shouldn't get out of my car, but I do.
Love this.
And I start walking up and I'm looking around. And as I get further to the building with lights, I notice that there's a building behind it with more lights and it's like a proper church. And I'm like a pretty spiritual person, but sometimes religious stuff freaks me out a little bit.
Sure.
You know, religion and like control and power.
There's been too many documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there's like writing on the wall and I start reading the like old ye English writing and it's just like whatever it says is rubbing me the wrong way and there's nobody there and so I'm just like kind of taking in the area and I get jump scared by this woman who's standing like 20 feet away from me dead still. Like for a second I thought maybe she was like a statue wearing human clothes. So I can't tell you how much that scared me.
Alex.
So so I waved to her because I was like, I wanted to see if she was a person.
Hi.
And she waved back. Yeah, she waved back. And then I said, are you here for the meditation? And she didn't speak a word.
No.
She didn't say a word. She just went like this. She motioned
Did
me
she
over.
Make any facial expressions?
Well, so she, this is the, after she motioned me over and I'm clocking, like, this is weird. She's not speaking. I notice what she's wearing.
Oh, no.
And what is she wearing?
Full Midsommar.
Well, she's wearing, like, she's wearing a coat and stuff. So that's not, the clothes itself aren't weird, but she's wearing a weird hat. Oh. And there's nothing that says cult, like a weird accessory.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And it's kind of like a white, like, pointy hat, like, kind of giving KKK.
Like KKK adjacent?
Adjacent, yeah.
Oh,
and I can't see her face because she's, like, wearing a thing on her face, too. And it's all white.
you were just at a KKK thing.
Canceled.
Meditation retreat.
Hope this doesn't get out.
Yeah.
You're like, no one can see me here.
It wasn't like a full-on hat, you know? Yeah. But it was like, it was like a 30% that hat. Anyway, really weird. So I went like this to her. I motioned like, oh, 1 second. Like, I'm just going to go get something for my car. And then I sprinted to my car. And I left. And I'm really proud of myself for leaving because there's a version of myself that would have been like.
Oh, wait. When you got home, did you Google and try to research?
Okay. There's more to this.
Oh, okay.
I tried to do research. I didn't find much, but there is more to this, which is so I actually signed up for an event of theirs, like two events of theirs last week, but I
pre this.
Okay. But I couldn't go because I got sick. I had COVID.
Oh my God.
And a guy who runs the group, and you can see that on Meetup, which I've never really used before. So I didn't realize you can like message people on Meetup, but he messaged me and he was really complimentary. He was like, wow, really impressive how like you're a go-getter signing up for all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he was like, and I was like, but I couldn't come because I was sick and I didn't want to get anyone sick. And he was like, and you have a big heart. He was like being really complimentary. And then he was like, you should come to our potluck next week. Anyways, so yesterday I was listening to We Can Do Hard Things with Glenn and Doyle, and Sarah Edmondson, who escaped the NXIVM cult,
oh my God,
was on the podcast, and she made a joke. I was listening to this yesterday morning before I had this experience. She made a joke. She said, if anyone ever like love bombs you, they're being really nice, and then they invite you to their potluck.
Uh-huh.
She said potluck. It's
verbatim.
A cult.
Verbatim.
Yeah, it's a cult.
Have you read Cultish by chance?
No.
Great book.
I might need to do some research.
I think you should read it before you go back on Meetup.
Oh, I was actually thinking of going to the potluck.
No.
Well, like, if you do, bring a GoPro.
Yeah, you gotta, I'm interested. Like, get a hidden camera, document the whole experience, and then if you don't make it out, at least we'll have the footage.
Or, I mean, will you have the footage?
That's a good point.
Everything goes to the cloud.
That's true. Yeah, I'll live stream it. But I really will be going. I'm going to the potluck.
You're going.
Are you going to bring a friend? You should like
security.
Hire.
Yeah, I should
like,
bring a friend.
Hire like someone on Meetup or whatever.
You don't think I have friends? Why are you telling me to hire someone?
Like a big, strong person who can protect you.
Hire a security guard.
I'd go with you, but I know that like I would get fully brainwashed.
That's, oh, yeah.
I'm a little nervous, like, you guys are right too.
What are you going to bring to eat?
I know. I guess I have to. It's a vegan potluck, so I don't know. I'll make a little something.
What day is this? I need to hear updates.
It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Okay, well, you're going to have to text us.
I will tell you. Because you know what the thing is? Like, you can call it stupidity.
Sure.
It's curiosity.
It's curiosity. Yeah. I
have to know if it's a call.
You know what curiosity did?
Kills the cat?
It did.
No, not the cat.
Not the cat.
Not the cat. Well, I hope you survive, truly.
Well, actually, I do. I'm realizing I said this had nothing to do with you guys, but I think maybe you two know a little bit more about cults than I do. Not because you read Cultish. Well, a lot of people liken the vlog squad to a cult.
Ooh.
Have you heard that before?
Oh, of course.
What do you mean, have we heard that before?
No, I was literally making it because we went to an emo night not recently, but like the first one back after the pandemic, and it was literally cult themed.
Yeah.
So we got like,
it was like Midsommar.
Yeah. And so I was like, join another cult. Like, it's just like so stupid.
But it's true. I feel like we can talk about it now.
Yeah.
We took a blood sworn oath.
The NDA has worn off. I don't know. We'll release the footage.
I am so gullible for a second. I was like, oh my God. Really?
She's like, we just lied the whole time.
Finally. What do you think though? Like when people say that?
I think it was just started by, I don't know. I feel like when something people attach themselves to an idea and run with it, everyone believes it. And but also that's like so ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think we were doing?
Yeah, like
having
fire, I don't know, or blood.
I don't know the definition of a cult, actually, I'm not gonna lie, but there is a power. Were you about to go grab your phone?
Yeah, but then I was like, that
power,
might be rude.
There's a power dynamic, no? Like, that's part of what a cult is.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't feel that way, really.
Me neither.
It was just like fun. LOL, fun.
Yes.
But that's Aaron
also
and I
like,
too.
Yeah. we were also like always fine with saying no to things and not
and it wasn't
guilt.
Like, well, it was yeah. like, okay,
I see, okay.
And it's like,
also, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to push you to say it was a call. I'm just no, curious.
No,
we joke
you're about it.
You're literally fine.
Yeah. Cool.
You just wear us down the whole time. We're like, fine, it's a fucking call.
Well, we did have to go to a potluck. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah, there was that hibachi night. Yeah.
I'm just going to cut out everything in between after I
make it edit it so yeah. that we did.
Yeah, fine, it was a call.
Yeah. Or it's just
that's
like
the
yes.
trailer for the podcast.
Was it a call? Yes. It's like edited together.
Okay, well, I'm glad you guys are here, and it seems like we could be friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it was funny because when I walked in, I was like, have we met yet in real life? Like, I don't know. I don't think
we've ever met
it
before.
It feels like it.
On the internet, it's hard. It's like, I know what you do a lot because you post with everybody.
And then if you've been to a YouTube convention, sometimes you don't know if you've met people or not because it's like a blur.
Yeah.
And everybody, it's like, what's the difference between, I don't know. I think I actually have seen you guys at a convention, but I didn't say hi.
Why? Mm.
She was worried because the cult.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want
to. Yeah. That's as you're going to a potluck next week.
I'm curious. It was just, it was overstimulating.
It's okay. Those, YouTube like VidCon or whatever. Yeah.
Too much.
They're too much. I'm done.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Same.
It was fun while it lasted, though.
It was.
When was the last time you went?
I think maybe I was like 19 years old.
Wait, how old are you now?
How old am I? That's a good question. I'm 27.
Oh, okay.
You guys are older.
Is that rude?
No.
Yeah.
You guys are older. Well, honestly, I knew you were married, Erin, so I looked up how old you were. Because like,
you're 24, yeah.
Just out of curiosity, marriage is an interesting thing. So I was like, how old is this
person? 31.
Well, no. For those anytime I hear someone has a child or is married, I'm just curious. Yes. No judgment. I'm just like, okay, where's this person in life?
Yeah. Totally. Exactly.
Curiosity.
So maybe we've met, maybe we haven't, but I'm glad we're here now.
Same.
Yeah.
And we have a bunch of secrets to go through.
I'm so excited. Secrets. I love drama. I love tea. Not for me.
Yeah.
But it has hearing to be about other it, people's. It's the best. We have, not to like plug our Patreon, but we have a Patreon that's like patreon.com/onlyfriends, but it's like adjacent to our podcast.
Okay.
And we do episodes where people literally send in their like drama with their friends or family or whatever, and we have to like help them in some sort of way. So it's kind of similar in a way. But
do you
like
talk to them?
No, they just email. But a lot of times we'll be like, oh, can you update us? And then they will.
Yeah.
So we are talking to them, just delayed. Yeah.
And it's successful. One time I told a girl's mom that she was a bitch and I told her to play it for her mom. And then now her and her mom are in therapy.
Her mom cried and they got therapy.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, hope you can bring those chops out today and we can help people.
Well, yeah. Erin is
saving lives.
Yeah. She doesn't mind at all.
From the East Coast.
Okay.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, well,
your
mom's are all different.
Bitch.
I don't know.
Your mom's a fucking cunt.
Yeah. She was.
Cunt to behavior.
And now she knows.
She does. Now she knows when they're in therapy.
And
so
that's the first step.
We literally changed someone's life.
Yeah.
So
that's beautiful.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
that
we
therapist
can
owes us a
today.
Check. You know?
Like at least a percentage.
Yeah.
Wait, right. I have a question. Did you have a podcast with your therapist?
Oh my God, I did.
Or
okay, let's just talk about it.
Okay, because I was like, or I saw a trailer for it or something, and I was like, is this ethical?
Okay, so this is actually really funny that you're asking me because I was just never going to talk about it. But
I'm so sorry.
Address it.
Were you in a cult? Yeah. Your therapist?
Yeah.
She made me do the podcast.
She wasn't my like my everyday therapist.
Okay, that's
but
what I thought.
Years prior, I was in like a group therapy, and she was leading the group.
Okay.
So like when you're in AA or something.
Exactly. It's for DBT.
Not suggesting you were in
AA. It's called DBT. Okay. It's like a specific type of therapy.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And you do a year of group therapy, and she was a group therapist. She was on the podcast, and this is called revealing your secrets, so I should probably be honest.
I've loved this.
As we filmed the show, there were a lot of episodes where there were moments where I felt like I had to cut it out because some of the commentary just felt like it wasn't on par with like what I believe in and like felt a little unhinged even maybe. And then there was one episode where I just decided not to like hyper edit and I put it up and everyone was really upset and there was some like really kind of dicey stuff around like gender and I just people weren't happy with it. And I just thought to myself that like it wasn't working. And maybe we shouldn't have a show where there's just like one person that's the beacon of what is good. You know what I mean? Like totally. This person is the therapist that's going to give you advice. Like,
yeah,
nobody knows anything.
It's like a TikTok therapist. It's like, this is some of this doesn't make sense, but
right.
Yeah.
And how are you to know? Like, I don't, sometimes therapists, I'm not speaking about this specific person, but sometimes therapists like
but she specifically
sometimes you wonder like how do you know that you're equipped to be helping other people? Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Oh, I see what you mean.
It's like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Or like who is that? There was one therapist on YouTube. But people always debated if she was like a real therapist.
Her name was Katie or something.
Yes, I think she is.
She worked with Shane. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like even if you are a real therapist though, sometimes it's like I don't know. Have you done the work on your own shit? Like, you know, like how can you help people if you haven't?
Also, usually in therapy, there's so much history that it's a lot easier to solve issues when you've had a lot of rapport.
Right.
And you know, years and years of data.
Versus you mean like doing like an
one-off
this.
Question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like I think that's I love the idea. Like I thought it was genius. But I was like, I asked my therapist, I was like, is this like ethical?
Did you actually have a conversation with your therapist?
I was like, not like I would want to do a podcast with my therapist, but I was like, is that even like a thing people could do? And she's like, well, I wouldn't be able to. And I was like, okay, interesting. She was like, but maybe she's like her life coach or something.
Mm.
Yeah. So I figured it was some sort of different dynamic.
That is so funny that you had a conversation with your therapist about this.
Yeah, I had to bring up in therapy once. It was traumatizing.
She did.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I feel honored that you talked about me with your therapist.
You're welcome.
And then she came home to me and she was like, I asked my therapist.
Yeah. I hope I come up in many more sessions.
Well, just kidding,
what
today.
A fucked up thing to say. I hope you never
did you talk about me today?
Yeah.
Therapy.
Okay. Let's get started. I feel like we could just,
I know.
Forever.
It's tough out here.
The holidays can be a stressful time. Airports, shopping malls, lots of people, some of which you're glad to only see once a year. Give yourself the ultimate gift of a stress-free holiday with Next Evo Naturals fast-absorbing CBD products. I find it very difficult to sleep when I fly home to the East Coast during the holidays, mostly because of the time difference. So I am definitely going to be bringing my Next Evo Sleep Support CBD gummies. I've been using them recently to help me fall asleep. It kicks in fast and it has saved me so many times now. Next Evo Smart Sorb technology delivers CBD to your system in as little as 10 minutes, unlike other CBD brands. Regular CBD only achieves 2 to 10% absorption, so over 90% of what you think you're getting goes to waste. Smart Sorb upgrades CBD's natural absorption power and is scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD fast. Next Evo is the only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes. So help fight holiday stress with Next Evo Naturals Stress CBD Complex Gummies featuring ashwagandha, clinically proven to reduce stress by 70%. Ashwagandha and CBD work together to target the source of rising stress hormones like cortisol. And Next Evo is the only brand that combines patented natural whole plant ashwagandha that's 8 times more powerful than regular ashwagandha. And they're 100% U.S. hemp-derived Smart Sorb CBD with 4 times better absorption than standard CBD. Get smarter CBD from Next Evo Naturals and get up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast, promo code secrets. That's nextevo.com/podcast, promo code secrets. With New Year's coming up, I'm sure many of us are thinking about all that we are hoping to accomplish in the coming year. For a little help, check out Masterclass, where you can learn from the world's best artists, icons, and leaders, anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. You can learn how to think like an FBI profiler from John Douglas, improve your vocal skills from Mariah Carey, or learn the power of personal branding from Kris Jenner. With over 180 classes from a range of world-class instructors, that thing you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. I am taking mindfulness and meditation with Jon Kabat-Zinn, and it's really been helping me to expand my understanding of meditation and my meditation practice. He said something in a class I watched recently about using meditation to liberate pain from suffering and therefore reduce suffering, because we often make problems larger with our added emotional and cognitive components. And then so meditation gives us the space to sit with the things that we instinctively want to ignore and suppress, befriend them, tend to them, and then through that, getting in touch with these things, stop them from eroding the quality of our lives. And it's so valuable to understand the value and purpose behind doing something in order to actually motivate you to do it. So I thought this was a really great explanation. I have a lot going on in my life, as many of us do. So I appreciate flexible learning. So it's easy to fit these 10 to 15 minute lessons into my everyday life. I highly recommend you check it out. This holiday, give the perfect gift of an annual Masterclass membership and get one free. Go to masterclass.com/Alex today. That's masterclass.com/Alex, A-L-Y-X. Terms apply.
You've got mail.
Hi, Alex. So my secret is the worst thing I've ever done. I've managed to convince myself that what I didn't really isn't that bad because in order to stay sane, I had to. So I technically lost my virginity to a mini horse. When I was young, my family moved to a farm and my relative got me a mini horse. Not a pony. There's a difference. Because she loves animals and wanted an excuse to get one. This was when I was about 8, and although I loved the horse and was very grateful, I didn't ask for the responsibility. I cared for the horse. Let's call him Billy. As best I could as I grew into adulthood. Well, puberty hit me really hard, and I became one of those horny teen boys that jerks it at least 4 times a day. I discovered I was gay, and living in the rural Midwest without any neighbors or siblings made me extremely lonely. I couldn't even have any intimacy at school because I couldn't find any other gays. This basically made me desperate and sexually frustrated to the point of crying weekly. I also have a scat fetish.
What is that?
Scat?
What, like,
I don't know.
Brandon, scat. Can you check that out for us?
I'm what? You want me, like, what a scat fetish?
Yeah,
what
is can you Google fetish? That?
Yeah, I got you. The condition is defined in the DSM-4 as a paraphilia sexual deviancy.
And sexual arousal and pleasure from feces.
Oh,
whoa!
No!
Oh. It's not to shame you, but oh my god.
Oh man. Okay. I wish it was what we thought
we
it was.
Get through this, yeah, for sure.
That would be much better fetish.
I'm OCD and I think it just had to balance out somewhere. Well, basically one time I was feeding Billy and he took a fat shit and it sent me over the edge. I started playing with Billy's penis. That progressed to me fucking him with his residual shit while he ate. I'm so sorry, guys. He seemed to be a bit annoyed, but he didn't fuss too much.
Annoyed?
So I don't think that he was in any pain. Horse anuses are a lot bigger, so. Anyway, the next day when I went to feed Billy, he pinned me to the wall with his butt. Like, he wanted me to do it again, so I did. I hate to admit it, felt pretty fucking great. If not kind of dry. After that day, I took a long, hard look at myself and never did it again. This was all sometime in 8th grade, I think. I've moved states from university since, but the fact that I did it twice haunts me. I tell myself that I've watched Billy try to fuck literally everything that goes in his pen, so it's not like he has any concept of consent, and at the time, nobody taught me about consent either. I know that's shitty logic.
But I'm shitty.
I'm just trying to not feed guilt about it forever. I'm not even into bestiality. I was just in a dark place, I think. I lost my human virginity to my fiance the summer after my junior year of high school. Anyway, love your show. I promise I'm not a shitty person. This is literally the worst thing I've ever done.
I can't believe someone wrote this down to you.
But, like, you can't believe that they admitted it?
Sent. Hit send.
Yeah.
Like, wrote it and sent.
Wrote it and then was like, let's do it.
Do you think the fiance knows?
That's what I was also wondering.
Well, okay, I'm curious.
Is that illegal?
It's definitely not legal.
Yeah.
Fuck a horse?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
No, that's
not.
Bestiality.
Yeah. But baby.
Well, okay. He has so much awareness about it after the fact.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say really quickly, I agree. Getting someone a pet is a really bad gift. It's not a reason to
fuck him.
Right? No, you should never fuck your pet, especially if someone gets one for you. Definitely don't do that.
It is
only
a bad,
fuck it if you get it for yourself.
A bad gift, but
yeah, then it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm curious. You both are in relationships.
Yes.
One of you is married, Aaron. If your partner came to you with the awareness that this person has, where they're literally like, I did something wrong. It haunts me. But I just want you to know that actually my virginity I lost to a horse.
It would be a lot.
Would you pursue the relationship?
No.
You would divorce your husband.
Well, this far into it? I mean, it's been like going on 8 years.
I feel like, though, you would at least be, like, thinking about it for a good 3 months.
Oh, no,
like,
I literally, it would scar me.
Yeah.
But you would stay in the relationship.
I would think that they were playing a long-term prank on me.
Okay. And it would be good to just believe that and just move on with life.
Even if it is true, better believe that it's a prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much time has passed.
Yeah.
Since the fucking of the horse.
Right. That you're already convincing yourself why you should stay with your partner.
And like, you do weird things in middle school. You know, you're hitting puberty.
I know.
You're doing some weird sexual things.
But we have pets, like.
Oh, yeah. They got 2 pets.
I don't know.
Better watch out.
I hope he didn't tell his significant other.
I love that they specified that they lost their human virginity.
I know.
Thank you
for clarifying. Your fiance is not a mini pony.
Yeah.
I wonder which experience was better.
Oh,
tea.
Follow up.
Could you imagine? He's like, well,
Because he's into the scat stuff. And,
also, it would just get so weird if that's like a kink of theirs where they're like, oh, I like fucking ponies or pets. And then they start like one night, they're like, hey, babe, like, let's role play.
You're gonna be a pony. Horse.
Well, that's why I feel like the secret is weirdly fine because it's not a fetish. He's just like, he fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fucked.
He literally fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for submitting. It's horrifying.
It was a hot the hot start.
Steaming.
Haunt me forever.
steaming yeah. Shitty start. Also, I love how we just glazed over the scat of it all. He has a shit fetish.
Yeah, he got very turned on when the pony was pooping. I mean, like, to each their own, for sure.
I wonder if that still exists.
What?
The scat fetish.
That he still has a scat fetish.
I feel like fetishes usually persist.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's crazy? I wouldn't say it's a fetish, but I would say like a sexual inclination.
Ooh.
And then I did like work. Like, I did the work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's gone now.
Oh. Wait, can you say what it was? Or
yeah,
is it too much?
No, I can tell you. Okay. So like my whole life I've loved older women. Uh-huh. Like I love a mommy.
Okay.
Or I did. And then I recently went to Peru. I did ayahuasca and I had this whole
Wait, we gotta talk about this later.
Yeah.
I had this whole ceremony that was like basically all about my like mother wound.
Oh.
And I woke up the next day and it was just gone.
Well, so you healed that part of you.
Yeah. And I don't feel that like weird. I mean, like I'm still queer. Like I like women, but I just, you know, and sure I would date an older woman, but it's not from that same place.
Yeah.
So I think that fetishes can come and go. And I don't think
you just gotta do ayahuasca.
Yeah, just do ayahuasca.
Go do that.
No more scat.
Yeah, that's. I mean, unless his partner's into it, then
yeah.
It's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they're just like shitting on each other's chests. We don't know.
It does sound like very
messy,
not clean. It sounds like a virus may happen or a bacteria infection. Yeah.
But maybe the risk is what makes it fun.
True. Mm. The risk can be fun. This kind of risk, though, I don't know.
That's what I'll be saying
like
in my memoir when I talk about getting into that cult.
The risk could be fun.
And it wasn't.
I'm so scared for your cult. Oh, my God.
I will
most concerned
you
about what you're going to make.
What vegan did.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to wear? Are you going to wear, like, a culty outfit? I do have my Midsommar outfit from Emo Night if you want to wear it. Yeah. Could you show up in it?
I'm, like, totally
with
ready.
I have the flower crown still.
I have to pretend I don't know it's a cult.
Yeah,
you know
what I
mean?
I guess. Whatever.
You just show up so obvious. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Bowing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we gotta move on.
Okay.
So my little sister, she's 14, came up to me and said that she has always had to lick her tampons before she puts them in because she needs them to be wet and that it hurts too bad to do it without licking them. Is my sister just weird or am I the odd one out? Because I don't.
How do we do this? Are we taking it out of the
applicator? Well, I do this,
it's on the
just so I will tell you.
You do this.
I do this. This is,
you lick the tampon applicator?
I don't use applicators.
Okay.
I use like the European kind.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it's like it's really
hard
to get in there.
Hard to do with these.
I don't have nails like
you,
but it's hard because they're like it's dry. So yeah, you just gotta like suck on it for a second.
You do this?
Yes.
But you're not fucking with us.
No. You just.
I wish you waited for us to completely annihilate this person and then reveal to us that you do it.
Here's the thing. My first reaction was like, if it's not. I don't know if it's hygienic or not. I would assume our mouths contain a lot of bacteria, so that's what scares me.
Okay.
But, like, why not just get some lube?
Or, like, water from the faucet.
Okay, so water, in my experience, water is, like, it dries too quick. It's not, like, a lubricant. And then lube is, like, too lubey, right? Like, it'll pop. It'll just, like...
Okay, so when it's in you...
Pop out.
You're saying when it's in you, you're also experiencing that same thing. So you have to get the whole thing wet?
Yeah, you just gotta, like, suck on it so it goes in easy.
I cannot believe this right now.
Are you guys serious that you've never done this?
No.
No.
Or like spit on it?
No.
No. Like it's on a dick.
No, I haven't.
I don't know. Because it's never like dry. It's just like a piece of plastic for me.
Guys. Yeah, we use like the Americanized, probably going to kill us.
I'm trolling you.
Okay, thank God. Thank God.
Did you believe me?
Yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
I? Well, you did say you were going to join a cult, so like, I don't know what your vibe is yet.
Right. You don't know what shit I'm up
and
to.
And also, it's really not that insane.
Right.
It's crazy, but it's not like the mini horse crazy.
Right.
So I was like, okay, that sounds So do you, what tampons do you use now?
I use applicators.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to see if I could get you guys to believe me, and it seems like I did.
You did. We're very trusting.
Yeah.
Hence why we wound up in a cult, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Always a callback.
Always.
Have I ruined our chance of being friends now?
No.
Okay, because you appreciate the gag.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
10 out of 10.
I truly was like, that is so interesting. I honestly wasn't like, that's gross. I was just like, huh.
No, I have questions.
It does scare me bacteria-wise, I will say.
Yeah.
I do believe there are many things happening in your mouth.
Like, yes. imagine if you like, chewed like a piece of gum or something. Oh, yeah.
That's yeah, like
a sandwich yeah. and then spitting on your tampon.
A bologna just, like, and cheese turkey. Sandwich. Yeah. Just up in my vaginal area, causing who knows what organisms replicating.
Yeah.
I would love to ask a gynecologist their thoughts on this.
I also just wish I had more information. Yeah. Like, are we just like,
or is it
doing
like,
that? Yeah.
I mean, she if she really needs to get them wet, she's probably sucking on them. You know?
It says lick.
I guess. I don't know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know unless they update.
Or we try it ourselves and see.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah,
well I do have my period, so I'll go home after this and test the waters.
Erin licked hers. That's why it's stuck up.
Yeah.
I feed my cat earwax. He likes how it tastes, and I like how his kisses feel. So I scoop earwax out of my ears and let him eat off my fingers. Is it gross? Yes. Is it unethical? Probably. Is it hurting him? No. And we are both happy with this arrangement, so I see no issue.
Okay, we read something similar to this on our Patreon episode.
What was it?
It was very similar. It was just like maybe it was like a confessions on Reddit or something. I don't remember. But it was like exactly like this.
About feeding your cat earwax?
Yeah, it was like I noticed my cat would go to the trash and get my Q-tips out and start eating it. So I started just doing that with putting a Q-tip in my ear, getting the wax and feeding it to my cat. And ever since then, I've been so aware of like if like my kitten, I have a, well, she's like 1.5 now, but she will take Q-tips out of the thing. I'm like, no.
Mine too. But yeah. I didn't realize it had anything to do with earwax.
Yeah,
I thought they just liked the little, like to play with the...
That too, probably. But there is something about earwax that cats are obsessed with.
Do you have think you ever it's tried? Messed up? Yeah, have you ever tried to feed your cat earwax?
No.
We both have cats.
Yeah.
I do too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not to be left out.
Have either of you fed your cat earwax?
No.
No, but maybe I should try.
I will say I have like an adjacent secret that I think is kind of, this one's booger. Real. I swear to God. It's not booger.
Tampon.
keep guessing. I don't think you'll guess. So I'm nervous to share because I think people are going to get mad at me, but here we go.
Whatever.
It's the internet. Yeah.
I have contacts, and when I'm lazy, like, I will just throw them on the floor, like, I'm in my room. Like, if you ever come to my home, like, you will leave with a contact stuck somewhere. My cat loves when they first come out, and they're, like, wet and juicy, and I try to remember to throw them out if my cat's in the room, but sometimes I don't, and she just eats it. And it's like a win-win. Like, similarly, it's a win-win because she cleans.
She's my roommate.
Can't it, like,
yes!
clog their little intestines?
Okay, so that's why I didn't want to share. Because I thought people would be like, that's really bad for your cat.
Well, if it hasn't happened yet. Like,
no, she's thriving.
How old is your cat?
Like 3.
Oh. Yeah, she's probably okay.
Yeah.
I would just, you know.
I try to make it not happen.
Yeah.
But when it does, I don't know. And it's cute. I love hearing her little like.
licking your contact.
No, okay. She's just fully
but
chewing
are you
calling
us again?
No, I swear to God. Okay. I swear to God. Yeah. On like, my cat's life. She loves contacts.
Well, it sounds like a cat thing for sure.
Yeah. When I was in middle school, I ran a BBW Instagram account, Bath and Body Works.
No, I literally was like, what's it going to be?
I thought it was going to be Big Beautiful Women.
That's what I thought. I basically posted hand sanitizer and chapstick reviews and some other basic middle school type videos. The day before sixth grade, I posted an outfit of the day video and maybe my feet were in it. But feet in it or not, an account, I forget the name, and I deleted my BBW account so I couldn't find it. I really wish I could. With a white and red profile picture commented something like, people nowadays are insecure about their feet, and we're trying to break the stigma. Will you send us a picture of your feet for us to post? My ass got so excited. At this point, I was already out of my first day of sixth grade outfit, but I got back in to take the picture for this account. I put my phone across from me and sat in an L position with my feet facing the camera, the soles fully out. Not only was my face in it, but I threw up a heart with my hands. This is the consequence of my parents giving me unrestricted internet access growing up. My dogs being out for free on Instagram for people with children feet fetishes / kinks.
Oh,
it also
no.
took me until my sophomore year of high school to realize this account was most likely not for people that are insecure about their feet.
I mean, lots to unpack here. First being that you have Instagram in sixth grade.
That blows my mind.
That's true.
triggering.
I also love that in sixth grade, a BBW account is Bath and Body Works.
Yeah. I know. And like it's reviews.
Cute.
I will say reviewing. Like that would pop off now. Like if we had Instagram when like we were in high school, a BBW account would go off. Like the Trader Joe's like food reviews accounts. Yeah. Like
yes.
Getting ratings of all the new scents and all that stuff.
I'm sure it exists.
Would love.
Well, there is that candle lady on YouTube. You might know who I'm talking about.
Why would I specifically know?
Because she's not really, she doesn't watch YouTube that much.
Me neither.
Okay,
I only watch funny people like Alex.
Stop it.
Well, I like
I am
cringe.
You like cringe.
Cringe is like my favorite, but yeah. I wouldn't say she's cringe. She's like kind of cringe. She's this Midwest older lady, like older meaning like probably 40s or 50s, like mid whatever. And her whole thing is going to Bath and Body Works and getting like the new candles, and she reviews them, and there's been a lot of viral moments with her where she's like very upset at Bath and Body Works or whatever. Oh, it's just like very funny. God. I don't remember her name, but my mom started watching her and she'd be like, did you see she picked up her neighbor and they went to Bath and Body Works together? And I was like, no, I haven't seen that.
She literally is a BBW account.
Yes. Yeah. But YouTube. Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like you may enjoy it.
Maybe I'll check it out. Send me the link.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, number one rule, no free feet.
Yeah.
No free feet.
No free feet.
But also in sixth grade, you don't know what you're doing.
Also true.
Well, I'm actually curious. I wanted to ask you guys. Yeah. You've been on the internet. I don't know when you started, but have you ever posted anything on the internet that you were like, why did I do that?
I'm sure. Nothing comes to mind specifically. Like my vines, I'm like cringed out by.
Every vine.
But nothing that's like detrimental.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think.
Just like our early vlogs, we're like, what were we doing? But they're also just like cute.
Yeah. You're young and running around.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went to make YouTube videos, I made it like a journal. Like I like got on YouTube and like talked about my emotions and my like personal life.
Yeah.
It was very cringe. But then I deleted that and like created A-dubs. So like my first version of being on the internet was like very all information out.
Did you delete them or?
Yeah, I deleted them.
I was gonna say release
also,
the tapes.
Yeah, I have tapes I could release. The other thing I will say I'm really embarrassed about. I don't know if you guys knew this then. I had a series for a while where I would go on Tinder dates and film them.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of those videos are privated because they make me cringe so hard.
Because, like, why? You make yourself cringe or just the other person or the interaction?
I make myself cringe. I think I was just, like, at a weird point in my life where I, like, didn't know who I was. And, like, I was making the show not to actually, like, date people. It was just, like, a good content. But I still had, like, very low self-esteem. And I could, like, see it pouring out.
I see, yeah.
And then that's when I learned that sex sells. And so I, like, the videos became very, like, sex forward. And I just was still kind of a child, even. Yeah. Like, I was, like, 19. So that stuff swiped off the internet. Yeah.
When we're young, it's all a little
blurry.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Which is why I'm happy that like it didn't really exist when I was
younger.
Younger.
Like in middle school.
Me too. I would be even iller, I think. Yeah. If I was on social media in middle school. I'm so sorry for all you young people.
It's I can't so imagine. Scary.
Start meditating or like
do ayahuasca.
Do something. Because it's like whoo.
Yeah.
All right. When I was a kid, my dad teased me while I was taking a piss. It was something like, I hear you peeing up there, completely innocent and just poking fun at me. I internalized this and probably a decade later, I am still pee shy. I can't pee in public no matter what, even if I hear people in the other room at my house. My dad used to wake up super early for work around 3 a.m. to smoke and watch the news for hours. I have insomnia and didn't end up sleeping until hours after he left. Sometimes I had to take a leak. I knew he would hear me if I went to the bathroom, and the sound would be amplified since we were the only two up. I solved this by pissing in bottles and closing the lid, sometimes leaving it in my room for days. I have destroyed evidence by pouring it down the sink, out the window, putting it in a bag, throwing it in the garbage, and obviously dumping it and flushing it. Many people say a rotting corpse is the worst smell on earth. I say it's marinated, rotten, sour piss that has been cooking like shake and bake in a water bottle for weeks. If you can't tell, I am now on many medications.
Why did he let it sit for so long?
That's a great question.
Because you would think, you know, once you're alone, just pour it on the toilet real fast.
That's like a separate issue. Yeah. You're so right.
Yeah.
Like, why are you storing it?
Yeah. Why are you letting it get to be a dead body smell?
How old was this person?
Is that like when they were a kid, I think.
When I was a kid. I mean, I think it's normal.
No, it says a decade later, I'm still pee shy. I think that they're like a
scarred for life. Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I feel like a lot, not a lot, but I've heard of people being pee shy before. Like, oh, other people are in the stalls. Like, I can't pee type
right.
of vibe.
But they're not like peeing in a cup and storing it hiding in their closet.
I will say I was afraid to poop when I was little. Like, I was so scared to poop.
Were you doing it in buckets or anything?
No, no.
What did you think was going to happen?
I have no idea. I was just freaked out by the whole experience and I just tried to avoid it as much as I could.
Really?
Yes.
Well, were you always having a stomach ache? Well,
I don't remember. I think I was just avoiding it at all costs. And if I would eventually go. But my boyfriend, actually, when he was young, he did the same thing. But he actually had to get his poop removed.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, but when you guys told each other this, were you like, "Oh my god, sweetie"?
Yeah, it was our first date.
Meant for each other.
For real though, like it is kind of an odd thing to have in common.
I know. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it's that rare though. I feel like more people than you think are either pee or were poop shy when they were little. Because it's kind of jarring as a kid. You're like, what is this coming out of me? And it smells.
True. I mean, I didn't. Erin, did you experience that?
No.
So we got 33.33333%.
Well, I'm the odd man out.
Yeah.
What about the producers?
Brandon, pee or poop shy?
You know, I used to be pee shy, but
I feel like for men,
yeah,
you gotta like whip your dick out in front of everyone.
That's I used to have a very hard time at urinals, actually.
Aww.
Interestingly enough, but now I think. Ever since I lived out of my van and like went to campgrounds and like did that whole thing, I think I was just like, yeah, I'm good.
Is that nice. Awkward just like peeing next to guys?
I don't understand the concept at all. I don't, so I have never come to terms with it. You know?
Okay, that was my question.
What if it's like rooted in our, like, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
You know, very homophobic culture. Maybe this was every man, like the man's way to see each other's dicks. Because it's so weird. Why do they do that?
Like, why is it just open?
I don't, like, we don't have that.
No.
So why are they doing that?
That's such a good, I've never really thought about that.
It's so weird. Because you can still put up a wall
agenda.
Around.
Yeah.
Or at least like a divider at least.
Yeah.
Maybe they do have them.
Sometimes I think they do.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know how I would know that.
But there was one time I went to like a Detroit Tigers baseball game and there was just this big, massive sink looking structure in the middle of the bathroom.
Stop.
And everyone was just pissing openly into like the sink structure. I was like, this is wild.
Someone's getting an STD somehow. Like there's no way that nothing bad is happening from that bowl.
Ew.
I have like compulsions, like literally diagnosed since I was younger, OCD. And I feel like if I was a dude, I would not be able to not look at people's dicks. Like my brain would be like, look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially, I feel like a lot of men, too, are so competitive that they're like,
yeah.
What's he packing?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad I'm not a man. I will just say that.
I wake up every day and I'm so grateful
Thank
for that.
Me, too.
No offense.
Other than, like, you know, peeing in a bottle. Have you guys ever had to pee in a water bottle?
I think once. I was in, like a very long car ride. I don't know the reference.
It's very hard for women.
Is that reference?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just like on an episode recently.
She peed in a bottle.
On the way to the Met.
A bucket.
Oh.
She peed in a bucket.
Yeah, it was a bucket.
When did you have to pee in a...
Well, along with my hypochondria, I have an extreme fear of like someone breaking into my home and being murdered. And when I was in high school, I would sleep with my bedroom door closed. And sometimes if I like watched something really scary, I'd be too afraid to leave the room and go to the bathroom. So I would pee in like vitamin water bottles because, you know, they have like
a little thicker
rim.
Yeah.
But then I would dump them the next day.
And
I'd have to like put a towel down because
right. It's
hard as
a little
girl.
Challenging. Well, did you have shame around it the next day? Were you like,
no.
What is this?
Yeah, no, I'd be like, why the fuck can't I just walk in the hall? I'd be too scared. I just saw a TikTok about it the other night. It's like what it feels like when you're going to bed and like you turn off the light in your kitchen and then you like run up the stairs
because
you're afraid someone's going to come and get you. Like that was like the fear that I had.
I feel that. Or I did. I don't know. I don't have it anymore and I live alone, but like I used to be scared of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like you just sprint.
Yeah. No, I still do that. Me too. It's so weird.
Really?
Because I'm like, I'll look in a room and I'm like, to turn off a light. And I'm like, okay, no one's here. Then I turn it off and I'm like, ah!
Someone's here now.
Yeah.
I remember when I was younger, I would look in like every little corner of my room before I went to bed.
Yes.
Like you have to check the closet.
Yeah.
Especially if like TJ's out of town. I'm looking under the bed. I'm locking myself in the room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, where?
Oh, God.
Yep.
I heard it.
That was so cute.
It was her accent.
The rum.
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 Yep.
Is that like a Massachusetts thing? Like
I guess.
I live in that area. I was raised in that area. Yeah. I don't hear that.
I don't know.
It's just a you thing.
I don't know. Hmm. Like, I know, like, my cousin says it, but I never really realized that I did.
Hmm. Okay, we're off track.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Peanut bottles.
Sometimes I purposely mute calls and texts for days for my friends to see if they ask what's wrong. It's not really for attention per se, but it kind of is. I just overthink a lot and convince myself that they don't actually care. It is my biggest fear to be alone or forever forgotten. My personality is snarky and talkative. I'm afraid that they will get tired of me or will push... or I will push them away. I know it's not a healthy mindset, but sometimes if I do these things to reassure myself every so often, if I don't do these things, it'll swallow me whole.
First and foremost, I hope this person is seeking, like, therapy.
Right. That would be good.
This is so toxic.
Yeah. We love a toxic
And, like, you're
queen.
So afraid that you're going to push them away, but now you are. Because
you
if they
are.
Don't reach out to you, are you going to confront them and be mad? And be like, why didn't you reach out to me? And then they're going to be
they
like,
they did.
Wait.
I called you.
Yeah.
Like, them calling you or texting you is them reaching out.
This is so wild to me.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it is. And it's obvious it's such a huge insecurity. It's sad.
Oh, it's so sad.
I'm curious, sure? Since this is sort of like our first friend date.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any toxic friend qualities that I should know about?
If we have any?
Yeah.
No.
We're perfect.
You're perfect. I don't know. Nothing that pops
toxic? I mean, nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say, I don't do this with friends, actually, but I've done it with significant others before.
Okay.
I don't know where it comes from. Maybe I do. Where I won't tell them about something happening in my life, like usually something big and bad.
Okay.
And then I'm mad at them for not knowing.
What? Okay, yeah, definitely.
That's
nothing like that.
Same energy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's very funny. So how does that conversation go?
I just like slowly build up resentment and then I like tell them about it with almost a hostility. You know what I mean? But they don't know that for like a month I was holding on to it. I don't think I've ever actually like said this to someone I've dated, like I was harboring this or whatever.
Yeah. Do you still do it?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship in a while, but I don't think that I would. No. Yeah. I haven't done it in a while.
Do you think it's more of a like you should have known? Like you should have known that I was upset.
Yeah, kind of.
And you should have asked me.
You should have been like intuitive enough to like sense
my mind.
Something.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, I won't do that to you guys. I promise.
Okay.
I did just remember something.
Okay.
I was in a relationship when I was like 19, and I do remember. I don't know why I would do this. I would just like randomly act cold to him. Mainly, probably because I was like over it at the time. I would randomly act cold, and then when he wouldn't like respond the same way, I would like get pissed.
Like when he wasn't trying to win your affection?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hello. But I don't like, I do not have thoughts like that anymore. But yes. In that relationship, for some reason, I don't know if it was our dynamic or what was going on, but wow, you just unlocked something I haven't thought about in a really long time.
Wonder if you do you have to sit with it or
no, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
we're over it. Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad we're over our toxic traits.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I can think of something else.
Yeah,
then.
I'm sure
go
we
home
have
and
stuff
write a
that
list.
We're unaware of.
Totally.
I'm sure. And that's
Let's,
a scary
maybe that's
part.
Toxic.
Let's loop back. Yeah, like not knowing. In like 6 months, if we maintain contact and tell each other what's wrong with each
okay,
other.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. Me and my best friend acted like we were in a fight for 4 weeks just for attention. Basically, me and my best friend, who goes to the same school as me, decided not to speak to each other or sit next to each other for a whole day. We were like the kind of best friends who would always be together. You would rarely see us separately. So we knew everyone would notice, and they did. Everybody asked about it, consulted us, and asked what the fight was about. We just said we didn't want to talk about it. Anyway, the first day passed, and we meet up after school and share our thoughts on the experiment and decide to continue with it, since such a dramatic fight wouldn't have been believable if it lasted less than a day, and since no one had given any guesses as to why we weren't speaking anymore, this carried on for about 4 weeks until we just showed up at a party together. Needless to say, everyone was confused.
That's pretty funny.
Iconic.
It's like very adolescent.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious about you guys because you're kind of like tied at the hip a bit, or like it seems like it, at least socially. Yeah. Have you ever been like, fuck you, I don't want to work with you so closely?
No. Oh, no.
And B, like you've never gotten to a fight where you're like, this can't work.
No.
No, not personally like that. No,
that's good.
There's been times like during the pandemic where like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, so hard to make videos separately.
But you're not, so you're not, it's never as a conflict, you two.
No, no.
And we're like really mature when we do like feel certain ways about things. Yeah. We're not like, I'm not talking to you.
No, but I'm sure if we were like 17, it would be a whole different story or something. Right. But this absolutely is really funny. I really like this secret.
Just for the fun of it all, they had like a little experiment. I think that's really nice.
But it's also so sad because then they just didn't talk to each other for 4 weeks at school.
But I feel like it probably, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
That's so true.
And it added the tension.
Exactly. You know that they were looking at each other across the room like
I want to talk to you so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like when you're in a secret relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
It also doesn't hurt anybody. It's not a secret that's hurting a mini horse.
But then imagine they like told people at school this.
Circle back.
They'd be like, what?
Like, absolutely, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, why the fuck did you do that?
Okay. Good for you.
Get a hobby.
Because, like, what would they say? Like, oh my God, you got us. Like, I'm trying to understand. Like,
no, yeah, I'd be like, why?
Yeah, like, where's the prank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I guess equivalent now, it would be like unfollowing each other on social media and like deleting photos together.
Have you guys ever thought of a fake fight for the clout?
We should.
Oh, no. I feel like that ship has passed, but that is a good idea.
What do you mean?
Well, I just feel like we're old now.
Like you're too mature to be having,
I don't know,
public fights.
But at the same time, we are on the internet, so I guess it would make sense.
Well, if you ever just need a little pick-me-up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe you can, like, now one of us becomes best friends with you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good setup.
You're the issue.
Mm. One of us unfollows the other two.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Do you think anyone would notice?
I think that we just exposed ourselves.
Yeah, so.
I'm curious if we unfollowed each other, if anyone would notice.
Should we try? Should we do it?
Yeah, we should. Wait, so now we're doing this.
Yeah. but like, it's not going to work because everybody knows.
Yeah, but if we do it now before it comes out.
Yeah.
That's true.
We could make this a social experiment until the post date. And then be like, haha, got you all.
Will you actually do it? Unfollow each other for the next week and then in the comments?
It's okay. We follow each other on other accounts.
Let us know.
I guess. Should we do it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfollow each other.
Oh my God. People are going to think it. So yesterday, people are really mad at me right now, Carly.
Why?
So Carly was over yesterday.
Because you didn't give me food?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
On your Vlogmas?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So Carly, my house is like our office. And so yesterday we recorded something and then I was heating. I had like leftovers. Oh, yeah, yeah. How do I do it?
Sorry, I just wanted to show you. Oh!
Oh, that's so really sad.
It says follow back.
I heated up leftovers for lunch and Carly was like walking around the house the whole, like a teenager. Like, I'm so hungry.
I'm always hungry at her house.
I'm so hungry. And like doing that the whole time and I was like cutting up the avocado and it was like one portion. And then at one point there was like TJ had pre-made the stuff. So I wasn't like cooking. And I was like, oh, you can text TJ and see if, like, he doesn't mind if you eat this one. People are so mad I said that. They're like, if my best friend ever told me to text their partner. And I was like, okay, first of all, Carly and TJ have a relationship outside of our relationship. Yeah. Like, you guys are in weird, like, friendships, if that's weird. And so people were very upset. And then I did wind up giving Carly half of
it. Yeah, I did end up eating. So for those who were pissed, I ate half.
Well, I feel like this could be a really great jumping off point.
So
that's true. I could,
pretend to be angry. But we're really ruining everything by talking about
it. No, but it's funny.
It'll be done.
It's happening.
And then it will explain why we did this.
Should I make really vague posts about like when your friend doesn't give you food?
Yeah.
We're literally doing exactly this.
I love it.
Fake bite.
Well, it's never been done
before. We were just like, that's so dumb.
I know. It is so dumb.
I said it was iconic.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, speaking of iconic, oh my God, we are about to get on the phone with the following person.
Oh my God.
I think this is iconic. I just want to start off by saying, this is going to sound really bad. I know. Great way to start. I will be changing names to keep my privacy and everyone else's privacy. The only other person who knows this secret is my girlfriend. We'll call her Sam. We started dating around a year and a half ago, February 4th, 2021, and decided to move in with each other 6 months later. Around that time, we went on a cruise together, and on our first night, we were talking and decided to have a polyamorous relationship, but the other people don't know. We would present ourselves as best friends and get with guys to get stuff. The second night of the cruise, she walked in on me having sex with a dude we met
bet. Let's call him Jace. She walked in, saw his bare ass, and then walked out. Over the next couple of days, Sam also got with the dude, and they bought us drinks, souvenirs, and other cool things. The crazy part was, neither of us cared. I am a diagnosed psychopath, so I feel no guilt or remorse playing guys, and I also have a hard time making human emotional connections. I have never fallen for any dude, and she hasn't either. It's been almost a year since it started, and we only have two rules. We don't play with girls, and we put our relationship first. We won't bail on hanging out with each other just to see a dude, and we laugh at their messages and their nudes. Currently, I have two boyfriends.
Oh my God.
Five other dudes I'm talking to. She has one boyfriend and around eight dudes she talks to on and off. We've accumulated around $4,000 worth of things from the guys. I know we will grow out of it one day, probably when I stop being a pussy and propose to her. We've talked about stopping, and we know that either of us can stop at any time because we don't care about them. But I think that the secrecy makes it fun. Secretly kissing when no one is looking, still being able to sleep in the same bed and have sex when no one is around, an unsuspecting hand on a thigh under a table at dinner
with one of her hoes.
Writing all of this out, maybe we need therapy. Yeah. Anyways, love you.
Oh, yeah. I got questions.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I am here with my friends Carly and Aaron.
Hi.
And
hello.
If that's cool, we're all going to ask you about your secret that you submitted.
Of course.
We have a lot of questions. It's a kind of crazy secret.
Trust me, I know. I live it.
Oh my God.
So y'all are still up to this?
Yeah.
What if someone sees this clip on the internet that you're dating?
You know, I asked to modulate my voice, so I'm hoping that will be enough.
Yeah, it is anonymous.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Someone hasn't watched the podcast.
I have watched, but not like this far.
Everybody else too, trust me. Okay, so I have a question about being a diagnosed psychopath.
Yes.
Can you just tell us more? Like, what? How did you know you were a psychopath? What does that mean for you?
So, for me, I was diagnosed with ASPD, antisocial personality disorder, when I was 18. They had suspicions growing up, but you can't be diagnosed until you're 18. There are a lot of misconceptions about it. I'm not a violent person or an angry person. I just don't feel as much as a normal person does without ASPD.
Do you wish that you did? Because honestly, I wish I felt less. So that sounds really nice.
There are definitely advantages. Like, I don't get as emotionally involved as some people do. I like to say I'm very good at, like, when things go wrong in my life. Oh. I get... can easily have no reaction to it because I fake it most of the time. It's studying people and their body language.
Whoa. And it's... Do you get anxiety?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. You would know.
What is that like?
She's like,
Wow. Or what does it make you? Well, can you get
what
sad?
What are the negatives?
Are you sad about it at all? Can you be sad? Yeah, what are the negatives?
I believe I can be sad sometimes. Like when my brother passed away, I felt sad, I think.
Sorry.
Negatives? It's really, I don't like people seeing that. Like seeing that I have nothing. So I'm very good at what I call masking. I have different hats that I put on with different people. And I'm able to change my personality at the snap of a finger. And when those worlds collide, it is a mess.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. God, I feel like I could talk to you all day. I have so many questions.
Just this. Wow. Well, but your girlfriend isn't, right? So, like, does she get upset about these things?
No, she's not diagnosed with anything. I think she should be because I've seen her completely. I've seen her completely emotionally detach herself from something, but I have also seen her have real emotions. She obviously there are some things in our relationship that I can't comprehend. Like when she's upset and I don't know why, that's a problem. So we communicate really well with each other.
Oh, good.
That's a plus to it.
Neither one of you is ever getting upset about the other person having like deeply personal relationships with others. I guess they're not personal.
Yeah.
It's transactional, huh?
Yeah, it's a very strange dynamic, but it has worked well for us in the past year. So
4K. I mean, it seems like it, yeah.
Do you think it brings you guys closer together?
I do, because I feel like you can't appreciate something without feeling what it's like to not have it. Like, the only reason we appreciate water is because we've been thirsty. And us coming home to each other at the end of the day, it makes us appreciate each other more because we see what it's like without each other. We see other relationships and we still choose each other every day.
Okay, honestly, that's profound.
That is really profound. And it makes sense. Like, have you ever been with other people and you're like, God, I love my partner? Like, or my friend.
Just like around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like seeing someone else get treated a certain way by their partner.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thank
just
God I don't have to deal with this.
To something else.
Yes.
Totally.
Are you guys both fully gay? Because like you've got to enjoy the sex with other people a little bit to endure it.
I would say I'm almost fully gay. I mean, it's a spectrum. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm 90% gay and I can put up. I don't like having sex with them and I do it as little as possible. I would say she's around 75%. She had a boyfriend before me and she was not happy with a guy at all. And then she found girls and is so much happier.
Do your boyfriends ever catch on? Like, you're like, I'm trying to have as little sex as possible. Like, can they not read the room? You have two boyfriends, you said, or something? And five boys you're dating.
Yeah.
Like, how do they not?
Eight hoes. Like, do they come over and your girlfriend is there? Like, how? I have so many questions.
It's a big web.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's hard enough with one person.
I know.
So I am in college and I obviously have debt that I need to pay. So we use the excuse that we're broke and we can't afford a two bedroom apartment. So we sleep on the same bed, which is still very nice. Recently, actually yesterday, I found out that two of the guys actually know each other through a person. And that almost blew up in my face.
Oh my God.
But I fixed it.
How did you fix it?
The reason that they know each other is a mutual friend. And this mutual friend likes to cause destruction. And so I just pulled. Yeah, I completely diverted to them. I was like, look, me and my girlfriend both know her. She's destructive. She's done this before. And
oh my God.
Surprisingly,
you just said me and my girlfriend. They don't know that you guys are dating. Do you mean like girlfriend?
Or me and my friend.
Yeah. It's
friend.
So funny because they almost like uncovered the mystery that you're dating both of them, but that's not even the real mystery. The real mystery is that you have a girlfriend and you're scamming them.
Yeah.
Damn.
This sounds like a documentary that would come out.
Yeah.
In like 10 years on Netflix or something. And it would be so fun to watch.
Dude, you should pitch this.
What's like the best gift you've gotten?
Yeah.
The best gift I've gotten? I won't say what brand, just in case the person is watching, but they gave me a $600 bracelet.
Wow.
After our first date.
First date?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Where are you finding these boys?
Yeah, literally.
Iconic.
Are you guys still talking? Is he your boyfriend? Are you forgetting?
I don't think so. I had to think of which one it was. Yeah, but no, I don't. We're not dating. God.
And nobody's found out.
Do you have to keep like a journal to keep it all straight? A spreadsheet? Yeah, like I feel like it would get so. That's lot of people.
And I feel like I can barely lie to one person without messing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, that's something I'm very good at, though. Mm-hmm. I am very good at influencing people.
Yeah.
And I have them numbered in my phone. I don't even have their names. I just have them numbered.
Stop!
Oh my God, icon behavior.
But when you're with them, you have to know their name.
One. Like, hello, one.
I mean, yeah, but if I forget their name, I'll just go with the normal, like, oh, hey, babe, or hey, honey, hey, love, whatever.
How long have you known someone and not known their name? Like, have you dated someone for, like, months and been like, wait?
Oh, yeah. There was this dude that I met in one of my math classes at my college, and I, for the life of me, did not remember his name for the first 4 months.
Oh.
Until he finally, like, added me on Snapchat, and I'm like, who's this? And he's like, oh, this is, I'm in your math. I was like, oh.
What is the number that, like, the highest number you have in your phone? If everyone's numbered, like, what have you gotten up to?
Can I look?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. I love it.
It's actually funny because.
Do you have numbers in your phone? What are you looking at?
No, but I have a bag that says give girls money.
Oh! Mm-hmm. You need to give this girl that bag.
I feel like you need this bag.
That is so fitting.
Yeah.
Give this girls money.
I have 22.
Oh,
in
my!
That's the highest number.
Wow, Swiftie.
That is crazy. Wow.
And I do know that it is ethically wrong.
Sure.
But it is not illegal, and that is what I go off of most of the time.
It is not illegal.
It is not illegal, I suppose. What's the longest relationship you've been in with a dude? Now, like, your boyfriends, how long have you been dating?
There was one that almost made it, I think it was 10 months.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And
do you ever ask, like, are they ever like, I want you to meet my mom?
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, my God.
You've met the families?
Oh, God.
His little brother was born, and I was in the hospital when he was born, and I held him.
Oh, that is unhinged.
It's weird. I don't have any, like, I don't feel bad for the guys, and I know I should.
I think it's because they're guys.
I know.
Honestly, men should just be treated this way. Yeah.
They're probably doing much worse, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
they're probably doing the same shit to you. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I've stopped trying to, like, rationalize it when it gets to some point. I used to say, like, oh, it makes them stronger, you know, like, it'll, when their next breakup comes, they won't be as hurt but.
Oh my God, give them a little character.
just have a night where you freak out, like, you're cheating on me.
Yeah, like, how do you, like, end it with them when the time comes? Or you're just like, this isn't working?
I do try. I'm not a horrible person. I do try to give them closure. Like, if they are still in love with me, I'll make them hate me so they won't love me anymore. Mm-hmm. Or I'll be nice and I'll stay friends with them, knowing that they're able to move on because I have that little bit of humanity. But
I usually
can come up with an excuse.
You only date people who are, like, actively paying for shit, right? Like, you're not going to date someone just to date them.
Yeah. That would be a waste of time.
Wow. And they all think that your girlfriend is your best friend.
Yes.
That is so iconic.
Have you ever known or, like, suspected one of the guys was cheating, but, like, obviously you don't care?
Yes. I actually called one of them out and broke up with him because he was cheating on me.
I love this.
Were you, like... crazy. Did you pretend to be mad? Like,
oh yeah. Oh, I don't know if I can curse, God. But I was like, you piece of you're cheating on me. How could you? I loved you. And
can you make yourself cry?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh. Dude, there needs, like, to be a documentary made about this.
No, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely, this right. Is crazy. I love it.
You said at the end,
I'm just,
what are you gonna say?
No, you go ahead.
Well, at the end of your submission, you were like, we probably need therapy. I'm just curious what you think the underlying issue is. I don't know, because I don't know you, but I feel like, you know, instinctively you probably know.
I do. It's a fear of abandonment for me. Mm-hmm. It's like I always have a backup plan just in case me and her don't work out. But in my mind, she's the person that I want to marry. And I am actually planning on proposing to her.
Oh my God.
When?
In about 3 months when we go on a trip.
Oh my God. Where are you going?
We're going to Yucatan.
Oh my gosh.
So will the other boyfriends be done then, or will it continue?
Oh yeah. I kind of hinted at her. I've been like, hey, like maybe we should stop pretty soon, you know, like I'm not going to say my age, but we're getting older, you know, maybe it's time to stop this, you know, kind of hinting that like.
Did she agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy. It's work for both of us. I mean, the benefits are obviously pretty great. Like, I'm not paying my mortgage right now. But...
Oh my God.
What? Because you're getting money from them, or is someone literally paying your mortgage? What do you mean?
Somebody is literally paying my mortgage.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
What do you mean someone's paying your mortgage? How do you just date someone and get them to pay your mortgage? And
yeah,
can give me a guide.
I just like have no words. I'm just like, what?
I waited. I usually start out small with small little things, and I make it their idea to buy me things. Because if I'm like, buy me something, they'll be like, no, you're insane. So I make it their idea. And for around 6 months, I was kind of hinting at money struggles. And then one night I broke down and he was like, it's fine. I can pay it. It's fine. I got you. You know, my family owns this company. Like, I can do it. I got you. And I was like, okay.
How much is it?
I was just going to ask.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable saying.
Yeah, that's okay. Fair. Okay. That's fair.
It is a very nice house, if that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, you said when you submitted that it's a total of 4,000, but it sounds like way more than that now.
Yeah, I didn't account for that, but because that only started very recently.
Okay.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Never leave that one.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
you should stick around probably.
Yeah.
After the engagement,
you might want to keep him.
Keep that engagement offline.
Does she know you're doing this podcast?
Oh, she does.
Okay, so...
Yes, she does.
We need to read her out here.
Yeah.
You can keep that in. I'll just skip over that when I show it to her.
And then just... Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, but what if she watches it on her own?
Or she won't if you tell her not to.
She won't if I tell her not to. And okay. She lives with me. I can hear.
Okay.
I can hear things when she's watching.
Oh my God.
So this is so intense. I'm like, I'm blown away, to be honest.
Yeah.
But also inspired.
It is kind of inspiring.
I mean, get after it. Get that bag.
I'm single, so maybe I will.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter if you're single. You guys could do it too.
Honestly,
if your partners didn't mind.
Yeah. I just have OnlyFans, so
it's kind of the same thing.
Do you actually?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh my God. I've got a
bag of secrets. Just do that once you get engaged.
Yeah, do OnlyFans.
Just do OnlyFans. Yeah. I mean, I already have one, but yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. Well, those are all my questions. Do you guys have any other questions?
Truly at a loss for words.
Yeah. I mean, iconic. But I think that's it for me. Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very happy for you. Is there anything else that you think we didn't ask about, but that's interesting, like an anecdote or something crazy that's happened?
There was at one point where me and her were dating best friends. I was dating one dude and she was dating another one, and they were best friends. And they knew that we had previously dated because we faked the whole breakup. And they were like, wouldn't it be funny if they were just dating each other behind our backs?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did they ever find out?
No.
I think the best, if this is like a movie plot, the best would be if they were also doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't get anything out of it. You know
yeah.
I mean? You're not paying for anything. Anyways, amazing. I love you. Thank you for talking to us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Cool. Well, make sure you tell your girlfriend to skip that part.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
And have a good day.
Alrighty, you too.
Bye. Like, she's so hot.
Well, yeah.
She was really pretty.
Yeah.
She was very pretty.
That is so interesting.
Sounds fun.
It's crazy because I can't, like, put myself in her shoes. Because for me, I'd be like, oh my God, I'd have crippling anxiety. How do you keep all of this separate and remember everything? But she's just, like, chilling because she doesn't feel that.
And imagine that a moment where someone's like really vulnerable to you and lets them know how much you mean to them. Like, I would feel so bad.
I know, but she can probably mimic doesn't. It. I know. She's a psychopath, which is, diagnosed, which is so, I hate to use the word crazy, but like, it's so out there.
Well, we just don't
know what it's like. Yeah. And I feel like it shouldn't be so stigmatized because it's like, obviously people, I don't know. I just think it's so interesting.
So like Ted Bundy or?
Are we not helping the stigma though? Because we just told this like, this crazy story about her like financially abusing men.
I don't know.
Well,
she's just here.
Technically not doing anything illegal, like she said.
Right.
She's just, also like, I feel like it's all men.
Yeah, if she was doing this to women, it would be way worse. And I'd be like, don't do that.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And you know what? They'll live and they'll learn.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, it did make me nervous, though, when she said that they were this close to realizing, like, the two people who had a mutual friend.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how, like, not more of a conversation would have happened.
I know.
I know. I need to, like, watch a reality show of this because I'm like, how are these interactions happening and how are they not catching on that you're not into them and where are you going and I just don't get it.
No, this would like really make an amazing piece of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a documentary. Yeah.
Yes.
Or a Lifetime show.
Yeah. Shane Dawson series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Also, someone who has like crippling confrontation anxiety, like me it too. Must be so awesome just knowing that you won't feel that.
Yeah.
Like even if they did confront her, you'd just like be like, well.
Dude. Oh, yeah, I did. Well,
whatever.
Feeling so much sucks.
I know.
Yeah. I would much rather not feel anything.
I know. I'm a Cancer too, so I have it like
Scorpio. Mm. Water is feeling it.
Constantly
and also
crying.
Cancers are like the most emotional sign, right? Yeah. What are you?
Aries?
I don't know anything about
me
that
neither.
It means nothing to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Me neither.
The only thing about Cancer is I'm like, I know we're emotional.
Yeah, we cry.
Okay, well, speaking of crying. Our last segment is called Round of Applause. Oh. We do something, we talk about something that we do to feel better, like something that's slowing down, presence. So what do you two get up to when you're feeling down?
Like scroll sad. TikTok.
Surely that won't help.
No, it actually does.
It can't, I feel like it does, like it gives me a high and I'm giggling, but when you turn it off, like you're in the same
place. You're not
any
better.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say I started doing Pilates like 8 months ago or something.
Yes.
And it's almost like meditating because you have to be so concentrated on what you're doing that you can't really be thinking about anything else. And it's like an hour long. So it's, I love it. And
that
I feel like
sense.
That helps. Yeah. I also, I'm on Prozac now. So that helps too.
Pilates and Prozac.
Yeah.
The two P's.
Erin?
Yeah. If I'm feeling, I'm like a full binger. I got to sit down on the couch, especially right now, like turn on the fire, get real cozy in my zone. And then I put on like a toxic TV show, like The Real Housewives or something.
Again, like, I don't know if that's helping.
I know. It feels like in the moment, for sure.
I agree. Also, I shouldn't, like, I'm yucking your yum.
It's
well,
okay.
I think mindless things help a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess maybe not, like, long term.
Especially when you see, like, I'm watching The Real Housewives. I see, of course, it's supposed to be, like, the glitz and the glam, but their lives are worse than mine. So, you know, it's like I'm like, okay, well, I could be almost going to jail.
I think that's why some people like this podcast. Like a lot of the comments are like, thank God I'm doing fine. So I guess we're friends now.
I guess
besties.
So. Love it.
I love it too.
What are we going to do after?
I don't know. Let's discuss it. I also want to hear about your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Check out Carly and Erin on YouTube, OnlyFriends podcast, Good Influences podcast.
Yes.
Don't forget to review Revealing Your Secrets wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, you're only as sick as your secrets, so send them to me. Go to speakpipe.com/revealingyoursecrets to leave a voicemail or fill out the anonymous submission form at the bottom of my show notes. Today's episode of Revealing Your Secrets is a production by Cast Media. I'm your host, Alex Weiss. My producer is Eddie Montalvo. My associate producer is Brendan Klein. My executive producers are Colin Thompson and Harris Lane. My editor is Bobby Semmelsberger. My technical engineer is Dustin Park, and design and animations by Jeff Schweikart. I will see you next time.